But we are here on the morning. It is December 23rd. We had a beautiful day planned out for you today. We are having eggnog with our mayor, Gary Sells.
And I have no idea when we went off air. We were just talking about infrastructure. No one heard anything.
Yeah. Okay, let's go back and start over.
Okay. Such a pro, Gary. So, yeah, the first thing I asked you of looking back after on the last year of what you're proud of.
I think, you know, we think of all the plans that get put in place, and I am probably the proudest and happiest about the official community plan. I spoke with staff when I got first elected as mayor in 2018, and we talked about getting that document updated. Takes a lot of time, takes a lot of work, and they're actually able to get it done along with 35 plus members of the community. So really happy that that's a document that kind of gives us direction for everything that we do. All the other documents kind of lay on top of that sort of thing. And the fact that it was community-based, brought forward by our community as to what they wanted to see, really impressive and grateful that we were able to get that done before the end of last council.
And just talk a little bit about the importance of that document. How is it used by council and city staff?
I think it's more used by city staff than it is by council. It basically gives us direction as to where everything should be going and in where it's coming from. So it basically says this is what the community wants to see as we move forward, and then all the other documents, so zoning, planning, all those sorts of things come from that as to where we go. So that's the base foundation. So if you're looking at it as if you were building a house, that's the concrete foundation that you see, and then everything else is built on from there.
And I just want to, I'm glad actually that I have a second chance to interview you because I'm going to do my questions better. I know that a lot of people or the city has a reputation and councillors ran on wanting to reduce municipal red tape and speed up the zoning improvement processes. But then there's also people who I think feel like the city makes decisions and they find out about it after it happens. So what can you do to plan or to balance that reducing red tape and then also making sure the public's engaged?
Well, reducing red tape is basically staff coming to us and saying, you know, this is what we need to do. If you want to speed up the process, this is what we need. This is the capacity we need. And that's up to council to give them that capacity to get the work done, whether it's hire more staff, whether it's have a contractor come in and help, whatever it is to get through that. That's kind of the red tape thing. So we've seen incredible things happen now in the past couple of years with going from building permits taking, you know, 3 to 4 months to now down to 2 to 3 weeks. So seeing that is good. Then the key to getting it out so that the community hears is a good communication plan. So we're working on that. We have our communications task force, and we're kind of working to how we can actually communicate better with the community, let them know exactly what's going on, and give them a chance to engage back with us so that they are feeling comfortable with that. Now, for those who are interested in that, engaged in that, they'll find the ability to do it. Those who aren't interested just aren't interested, but it still means that we need to have the ability to communicate out to them so they hear what's going to happen. And people pay attention if it's their neighborhood. So we want to make sure that people actually hear what's going on.
And I wanted to ask you about infrastructure projects, especially the Illicillewaet Bridge and expanding the sewage capacity. What are plans to do that in the future?
Okay, well, we'll talk first about the bridge. So it's on our radar. We know we need another crossing, whether it's that bridge, improving that bridge, making it wider, whatever the case may be. Engineers will look at that. Probably a second crossing in addition to that Illicillewaet Bridge, because if something ever happens, we still have the ability to get to hospital to do those things. So that's kind of key with that. Then when we look at our wastewater treatment facility, we've got a grant of 9 point some million for that. And we're already working in, they're doing some drilling for capacity, that sort of thing at present. And then trying to have that come up to building another for lack of a better term, tank for the sewage to be processed in. And that sort of thing is on the works now. We're seeing that. And trying to get that to a point where we can have the capacity so that when we're pumping back out and it goes back out into the Ilisiluit, it's treated, it's done properly, and it's doing what we need to do. We're at capacity now with what we have. So building that capacity so that any new builds, that sort of thing, will actually be able to hold that. So that's kind of where we're at with that. Now let's talk about the odor, right? So the key with building this sort of thing is getting, helping to reduce the odor as best that we can. One of the biggest things that we have problems with is fats, oils, greases. So we call it fog, right? So don't dump your fat from your frying and that sort of thing down the drain. Making sure the restaurants have grease traps, that sort of thing, to collect that particulate so it doesn't get into our system. Some of the stuff that gets into our system kills the bacteria that we need to process the stuff that comes into the sewage plant. So making sure that, you know, don't put anything down your drain that you don't need to. And that's for everyone in the community. And in addition to that, we see our staff having to clean lift stations with high-pressure washers a few times a year because they're having to clean all that stuff off of our equipment because it can't get pumped. So.
Wow. What are you looking forward to this year for the city?
I think, really excited about moving forward, dealing with some zoning, getting some zoning updated so that we can get some new housing built. The key to anything we do in the community now has to be housing-based. And so housing for people to live is very important. Those who want to stay in the community long-term need some housing and affordable housing. And that's always a hard thing. Costs so much to build nowadays. But also employee housing. Employee housing's on the radar. There's a few organizations that are looking at what they can do. The Housing Society is looking at things as well. And so we need to get some sort of employee housing for people, because if we don't have housing for the employees, we're not going to have the employees for the businesses. And I see that even in my business. You can't get people in unless they can have an affordable, safe place to stay.
You mentioned before when you first came in that you don't like shoveling snow.
I hate shoveling snow. I have a snow blower, but you look at it and go, yeah, that's after many years, it's going like, yeah, do we have to shovel this stuff? And the beauty of the snow that we're having now is it's now warmer than what it was. And you look at it and say, okay, do you want the cold weather or would you prefer to have snow? I'll take the snow. I just don't want to shovel it. So it's like, okay, who wants to come shovel my driveway? Right. Anyway, yeah.
It is a nostalgic time of year. We're sitting here drinking eggnog. It's getting snowy. What are some of your, well, without really thinking, what's one of your favorite winter memories?
I think just having my kids and grandkids around, I think that's key. For years, I've played Santa, and when my grandkids were younger, they didn't know, and they were pretty enamored with the mystery of Santa and all the things that go with that. And so those memories are pretty special. And Christmas for most of us is a family time of year. And, I have fond memories of when my family, those who've gone, were all with us. And, you know, you think about that and it was a positive. So I'm just, grateful for those memories and making more memories as we move forward.
And you gave us a song pick. Do you want to tell us why you chose
Sure.
this song?
I've chosen The Gift by Garth Brooks. It's a song based in, I'm going to assume, maybe in a Mexican church. And if anyone's ever been to Mexico during Christmas time, it's a very nostalgic feel. It's all about faith, about being together, and about everyone being present, from the poorest person to the richest person, all joining together. And it talks about worthiness and whatnot. And for me, that's kind of how I live my life. We're all one community. We're all here together. So it doesn't matter what people's economic status is, what their employment status is. They all belong. And for me, this song just speaks to that. It just, you know, it's about love.
Beautiful.
Well, without further ado, let's put that on for you.
Thank you.
Here's The Gift by Garth Brooks. You're listening to a Pirate Morning Show with Gary Sulz, drinking eggnog with Megan and Patrick. Good morning.
A poor orphan girl named Ria was walking to market one day. She stopped for to rest by the roadside, where a bird with a broken wing lay. A few moments passed till she saw it, for its feathers were covered with sand. But soon clean and wrapped it was traveling in the warmth of Maria's small hand. She happily gave her last peso on a cage made of rushes and twine. She fed it loose corn from the market and watched it grow stronger with time. Now the Christmas Eve service was coming, and the church shone with tinsel and light. And all of the town folk brought presents to lay by the manger that night. There were diamonds and incense and perfume in packages fit for a king. But for one ragged bird in a small cage, Maria had nothing to bring. She waited till just before midnight, so no one would see her go in. Crying, she knelt by the manger, for her gift was unworthy of him. Then a voice spoke to her through the darkness, Maria, what brings you to me? If the bird in the cage is your offering, open door, let me see. Though she trembled, she did as he asked her, and out of the cage the bird flew, soaring up into the rafters on a wing that healed good as new. Just then the midnight bells rang out, and the little bird started to sing a song that no words could recapture, whose beauty was fit for a king. Now Maria felt blessed just to listen to that cascade of notes sweet and long, as her offering was lifted to heaven by the very first nightingale's song.
And I want to just say Merry Christmas to the community. Happy holidays. And whatever way you want to celebrate, enjoy time, whether that's with family, friends, or on the ski hill, whatever the case may be. I just wish everybody in the community a wonderful holiday season on behalf of myself, my wife, our city council, and all our staff. Just enjoy. And thanks again for allowing me to be your mayor. And look forward to seeing you all in the new year. Thank you.
Such kind words. Thank you.
Yeah.